Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
Welcome to the Moving Up Show. Tracy, what Disney cinema are you going to see for us today?
Well, after last week, Burn Off Some Broomstick, this week, that some people know and some people don't know, will be Songs of the South.
Yeah, that sounds great. Josh, what food, glorious food, do you have for us today?
Today, I'll be doing a recipe you've never heard before, Coconut Pyramids.
Also, our Moving Up discussion, we'll be talking about events that happened on this day, 24th of March. Come on, everyone, let's get started.
Hello, welcome to you all. This is Josie Shaw's Disney Sing-Along, the timeline of Walt Disney films. I'll be picking my favorite songs and singing them for you too. This week I'll be talking about the Songs of the South. It was released in 1946, and it's another one of those mix-up animations and real-life action films.
And what's this film about?
It's about a kind old man named Uncle Remus who tells the children about his adventures with his best friend the Brer Rabbit. Except it's all cartoonish and he's the only real life person you can see. And by the way, here are the songs we are going to tell you. Number one is How Do You Do? How Are You? It's kind of like a very funny one for saying hello and goodbye. Very funny too. Number two is Everybody's Got a Laughing Face. It's when the rabbit tricks the two villains who try to kill him with one of his practical jokes. Number three is my favorite song, Zippity Doodah Zippity A. But first I shall explain to you. Because since it's a lovely morning, you might want to like enjoying it and smiling to it. And even when the sky is so clear and blue. And here I shall sing it for you.
Take it away, Josie.
Yes, sir. Zippity doo da, zippity yay. My oh my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine heading my way. Zippity doo da, zippity yay. Mr. Bluebird's on my shoulder. It is the truth. Is that true? Everything is satisfactory. Zippity doo da, zippity yay. Wonderful feeling, wonderful day.
Bravo!
Yes, thank you all. This is Josie Shaw and this is Disney Play Along Sing Along. Thank you all for listening. I hope you will join me next week.
I'm Josh, and this week I'm making coconut pyramids.
Ooh, I thought you were going to do a savoury recipe this week. I'm quite pleased it's going to be a sweet one. What ingredients do you need for your coconut pyramids, Josh?
You will need 2 eggs separated, 100 grams of caster sugar, 150 grams of desiccated coconuts, rice paper, and pink colouring.
Okay, how do you make these here pyramids?
You will need to crack one of the eggs on the side of the large bowl and let just the white drop into the bowl through the half-open shell. Keep the yolk in the half shell until the egg has separated, then put the yolk in a small glass bowl. Repeat with the second egg. Whisk the whites until they are thick and form peaks. Spoon in the sugar and whisk again very thoroughly. Mix in the coconuts with spoon. Line baking sheet with rice paper. Put 8 spoonfuls of mixture on the sheet, forming pyramids. Tint the other half of the mixture with a little colouring. Using the tip of a skewer, place pyramids on a baking sheet as before. Bake in oven at 150 degrees centigrade, 300 degrees Fahrenheit, or gas mark 2 for 1 hour until pale brown. Then cool, trim off the surplus rice paper before serving.
Also, where you've got the egg yolks left, you can actually make fresh mayonnaise.
You've been listening to Josh's Recipe of the Week.
The Moving Up team are here to tell you about their involvement with the 4Ps project. Josh, tell us about your 4Ps experience.
I've been coming to Vector Radio for around 3 years. In that time, I've learned to edit and produce the show using Adobe Audition software. When I first came, I was interested in learning how radio worked and didn't even think about being on radio. But the first day I went on air, I was nervous, but now I enjoy being able to talk on air and having my own feature. It has helped me to speak more confidently on radio and even in everyday life. I've had the opportunity to talk to different people and interview people at the One Life Festival, John's Club, The Living Room and Red Cross Shop. I've had to deal with all sorts of conversation. I end up in an Only Fools and Horses quiz when I'd never seen it. I like being on air. When you're on radio, you are putting your voice out to other people. Jack, what about your four-piece experience?
When I first arrived at Vectors Radio, I was very nervous, and Ian Matt put me at ease. I watched what was going on at the end of the session. I had the chance to go on the live radio, and I liked it. I've been part of the Moving Up team for a few months now, and I do the intros and outros for the weekly programme. I also co-host the gaming feature and contribute to the discussion. We cover a lot of subjects, and I do my research each week. Some of the topics I haven't known about before, so it's always interesting. Being part of the 4Ps has made me interested in things that go on in the world, and interested in people around me, and I'm learning to work as part of a team. A few weeks ago we recorded a gaming feature which made me laugh, and laughed at how Chaz spoke in a funny voice. What about you, Josie?
Well, when I first came to Vectors Radio, I was very shy and quiet. I never said a word for a while. But after getting the confidence and courage, I got used to joining in the group. Now that I'm no longer shy and quiet, I take the lead and I help others in the team. My first feature was Strictly Sequence, also known as Strictly Come Dancing, because it was my favourite programme. Every week, I watched the programme, kept a record of my favourite dancers and who went in, who went out, the judges, comments and my personal thoughts on it. When that finished, I started a new feature. I called it Josie Shores for Disney Play Along Sing Along. Each week I talk about the film, sing the song, but explain why one of them is my favourite. And it has given me the confidence to sing on the radio. I have enjoyed having the responsibility of having an idea, researching it and recording it. When I listen to the Vectors Radio at home, I feel a little bit nervous but immensely proud. Today is the 24th of March. I wonder what happened on this day in history.
In 1975, Muhammad Ali won his heavyweight boxing title by a technical knockout against Chuck Wepner.
Also on the 24th of March, it's National Chocolate Covered Raisin Day.
In 2009, number one in the music charts was Lady Gaga, Poker Face.
Real life Popeye, Polish-born Frank Rocky Fiegel, died on this day in 1947. He was said to be the inspiration for the toothless pipe-smoking sailor Popeye.
In 1603, Queen Elizabeth I died and King James VI of Scotland became James I of England.
24th of March is the 83rd day of the year and the zodiac sign is Aries.
Also, born in 1874 was Harry Houdini, the iconic magician and escape artist.
In 1989, the Exxon Valdez oil tanker spilled 240,000 barrels of oil into the sea off Alaska. It was an environmental disaster.
Birthdays today are Big Bang Theory star Jim Parsons, Apprentice famed Alan Sugar, and TV baker Mary Berry.
In 1958, the King of Rock and Roll, Elvis Presley, became part of the US Army. Till he left the Army, Elvis served as a regular soldier. He meant he took a 100,000 pay cut.
In 2018, Australian batsman Cameron Bancroft is caught on camera rubbing a match ball with an object during third cricket test in Cape Town, resulting in an infamous ball tampering scandal.
In 1999, a lorry carrying margarine and flour caught fire in a tunnel in Mont Blanc. Well, that was a sticky situation.
One of Walt Disney's animators was born in 1901. His name was Ub Ewicks, and he was one of the original animation cartoons. Many things happened on this day. Thank you for listening.
Well, I really enjoyed the show. Hope you did as well. So what is happening next week?
Well, next week, after today's Songs of the South, next week that everyone may know and may not know will be Pete's Dragon. Now, Josh, what is your recipe next week?
My recipe next week will be one of Mum's favourite recipes.
Yeah, must sound like a good week next week then. This is a moving up show, part of the Four Priest Project on Vectis Radio and for Isle of Wight College. You can listen to us on 104.6 FM and online.